A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Nun Vav, Zvachim 56b, pagination is 112. We'll start at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. The first word on the word is Balayla, and then you'll see the bold Masnisen. The Mishnah states, Habachor, the firstborn, which has the requirements to be a Karbon, which is given to the Kohanim, the Hamaiser, and the tenth animal, that's the tithe of animals, which is going to be brought as a Karbon, but is going to be eaten by the owner, the HaPesach, and the Karbon Pesach, which has its own unique status, Kodshim Kalim, they are all the lesser level of Kodshim, Shechitasan B'chol Makom Bo'azara, and they are therefore allowed to be brought anywhere in the courtyard, not just in the north, which was the more intense approach of Kodshei Kodshim, such as the Chatos, and Daman V'daman Ta'an Matana Achas, the blood has to have one giving on the Mizbeach, not two, and not the four of the chatas on all the sides, just one. Uvevad she'iten k'neged ha'yesod, provided that you do it on a side that has a foundation. So the south and the east would be excluded, but it goes on a side, and the other sides are going to be acceptable. Now Rashi tells us that the key factor over here is the loksiv behu saviv, that the pasuk does not say the word around, so we don't need the four on each corner, certainly not, and we don't even need the two that become four, so that it's affecting all four sides. It doesn't use the word saviv, so it doesn't have to be done around, but rather, v'as damam tizro ksiv, it just says that you have to throw its blood. And therefore, one side of the Mizbeach is sufficient. The Mishnah continues, although these karbanos are the same so far as we described them, shina, they're different ba'achilosan, when it comes to the way they're eaten. Habachor ne'echol lakohanim, the bechor is going to be eaten by the Kohanim, the hamaiser l'cha ala adam, and the tithe animal is going to be for anyone. V'ne'echolim b'chol ha'ir, b'chol maichol, l'shnei yamim v'laylo echod. And in regard to this, they're all the same, all, two of the three that we're discussing, are going to be the same in that they're able to be eaten throughout the city for 2.5, so to speak, 2 days plus the night in between. And that's going to be the rule by the Bechor and the Meiser. Now, we continue. There's a further differentiation in the third carbon that we're discussing in this Mishnah, Pesach in a Nechal El Balayla. The carbon Pesach is only allowed to be eaten at night. It's not eaten during the day that it was brought, and it's not eaten the next day. It's only eaten at night, in that it's totally unique. Ve'ena nechel ela ad chatzos, and it can only be eaten until halachic midnight. We'll come back to that in a moment. Ve'ena nechel ela lemenuyav, it can only be eaten to people who are accounted for in this karban. One of the approaches in the Mefarshim is to emphasize that what we are commemorating was premeditated, if you will. It was pre-planned. The redemption from Mitzrayim was not a casual thing, and therefore the karban that represents it, that commemorates it, cannot be casual. I need everyone to know which karban they're being included in. It all has to be planned from before. Ve'ena nechel ela tzali, and it can only be eaten roasted. And this also is a major theme in the Mefarshim. in the world of Tamei HaMitzvahs. Tzeli, one approach is that it smells more, and that scent was the boldness of the Jewish people at this time, that they're not afraid of the Egyptians, to bring this redemption carbon openly, even though this meat was the god of the Egyptians. And tzeli has that scent. It's roasting, it's a barbecue. Your neighbors know about it. Also, tzeli is something that constrains the food. There's less food than when you boil something. If you'll think about boiling a piece of chicken or roasting a piece of chicken, the roasting constrains it. A person who's wealthy is willing to roast and have that tastiness, even though the food is going to appear to be less. Whereas a poor person is going to use tricks to bloat so that he has more to enjoy. And this carbon is the theme of wealth and victory, and therefore it's done tzeli. Going back to the phrase ve'ina nechel ela ad chatzos, it can only be eaten until chatzos. The word ela is unusual for the style of these mishnayos. In the past, we encountered what the rules are. The Mishnah, for example, Nundalad Amid Beis, it's eaten ad chatzos. Doesn't say anything about ela ad chatzos, which prompts the Gemara on Amid Beis of the next daf to say that this is a deoraisa requirement, and it's following the opinion that says that this is an actual requirement and not just a rabbinic safeguard to finish it up by chatzos. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, HaPesach Eina Nechol, asks what seems to be quite a provocative and intriguing question. Tema, it's a wonder. Listni nami de'ina nechal ela al matzos umurodim. When you're listing what's unique about the Korban Pesach, why don't you also list that it has to be eaten with matzah and maror? V'tirutz Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, and the answers that Tosfos give are three, and I think that besides the answers, the category from which these answers come to answer the question are also very instructive. Tosfos says, number one, D'lo chashav ela davar shekinegdo b'kodoshim. We're only listing things that stylistically exist by the other kodshim. V'u chalok mayhem, and this is going to be unique. D'shar kodshim ne'achalam b'yom v'layla, the others have a day and a night. And this one, ad hayom, only until the day. Ulechol odam b'chol maichol, the others can be any person who shows up. Upesach ena nechal alo balayla, ad chatzos ulumenuyav ulitzli. And the Pesach has its own unique factors. So stylistically, it's not comparable to the other karbanos, and therefore this is not listed. There's just no comparison of it has to be eaten with this, with matzah and maror. So that would be a stylistic type of answer. On the bottom line, inami or, another answer, lotona matzah sumurorim de'ein ma'akvin. It doesn't list matzah and maror, because they're not absolutely necessary. If a person didn't have matzah and maror, apparently he would still bring the Korban Pesach, he would still eat the Korban Pesach, and he would still be yotzi the Korban Pesach. That's a halachic type answer. So the first is stylistic, comparing as we're doing in the style of the Mishnah, that isn't appropriate. The second answer is a halachic answer. It's simply not the same status as the things that we're talking about here. And a third answer, inami, lav mitzvah digufe. It's not a mitzvah that is the essence of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach in its essence would be where to shecht it, how to apply its blood, how to roast it even. That's the essence of the Korban Pesach. This is something coming from a different angle. It may be a requirement, but it's coming from a different angle. It's not the essence of the Korban Pesach. It's not the driving force. We would call that a lumdus type of answer. And besides the question-answer of Tosfos, it's also instructive as to different ways you could answer a question, stylistic, halachic, or the lumdus underlying theme of the mitzvah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.